Action on employer contribution rates as recommended by Siegel for the in-home supportive services authority. Tier 5, 2% COLA.
This is recommended by Siegel, by Kurt.
This item is very similar to an item last month where we had the same exact thing for a confire. So just a little background, what's happening is that typically when a district wants a different benefit plan, they put it in a new tier, and new hires after some date are put into that new tier. In this case, the way that the county is putting in this 2% COLA is they aren't creating a new tier that applies just to them and an employer. They are bargaining it into their MOUs. And some of their MOUs cover people who are have other employers. So it happened with Confire last month, and some of these MOUs just got ratified this year, just effective now. This is something they began doing in late 2012. So with this last MOU, there's people that are covered by this county MOU ratified by the Board of Supervisors that actually are employees of IHSS. So, and the valuation at that time did not have an employer rate for that exact tier. And Siegel can easily calculate that rate. It's all calculated as part of the valuation anyway. These numbers come out of the valuation, and there they are. We just need this board to adopt them. So the Board of Supervisors is going to adopt them, so it's all official.
So when's the effect, would be the effective date of these rates with regards to this?
So these rates are for July 1, 2014. These rates are already in effect. The rates for next year will be included in the valuation.
Valuation.
Next month.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Gary?
Motion to adopt the employer contribution rates as shown in the Siegel letter.
Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. Okay.